Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 309 of the Lifespring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Ezekiel chapters 39 and 40. Shall we begin? Ezekiel chapter 39. As for you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, "This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn you around and drag you along. I will lead you up from the remotest parts of the north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. I will knock your bow out of your left hand and make your arrows fall from your right hand. You will fall dead on the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and people who are with you. I give you as food to every kind of bird and every wild beast. You will fall dead in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and those who live securely in the coastlands. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Realize that it is coming, and it will be done, declares the sovereign Lord. It is the day I have spoken about. Then those who live in the cities of Israel will go out and use the weapons for kindling, the shields, bows and arrows, war clubs and spears. They will burn them for 7 years. They will not need to take wood from the field or cut down trees from the forests, because they will make fires with the weapons. They will take the loot from those who looted them and seize the plunder of those who plundered them, declares the sovereign Lord. On that day, I will assign Gog a grave in Israel. It will be the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of the travelers. There they will bury Gog and all his horde. They will call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months Israel will bury them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them, and it will be a memorial for them on the day I magnify myself, declares the sovereign Lord. They will designate men to scout continually through the land, burying those who remain on the surface of the ground in order to cleanse it. They will search for 7 full months. When the scouts survey the land and see a human bone, they will place a sign by it, until those assigned to burial duty have buried it in the Valley of Hamon Gog. A city by the name of Hamona will also be there. They will cleanse the land. As for you, son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Tell every kind of bird and every wild beast, assemble and come. Gather from all around to my slaughter, which I am going to make for you, a great slaughter on the mountains of Israel. You will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of warriors and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, the rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all of them fattened animals of Bashan. You will eat fat until you are full and drink blood until you are drunk at my slaughter which I have made for you. You will fill up at my table with horses and charioteers, with warriors and all the soldiers, declares the sovereign Lord. I will display my majesty among the nations. All the nations will witness the judgment I have executed and the power I have exhibited among them. Then the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The nations will know that the house of Israel went into exile due to their iniquity, for they were unfaithful to me. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies. All of them died by the sword. According to their uncleanness and rebellion, I have dealt with them, and I hid my face from them. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob, and I will have mercy on the entire house of Israel. I will be zealous for my holy name. They will bear their shame for all their unfaithful acts against me when they live securely on their land with no one to make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I will magnify myself among them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into exile among the nations and then gathered them into their own land. I will not leave any of them in exile any longer. I will no longer hide my face from them when I pour out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the sovereign Lord. Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was struck down, on this very day, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me there. By means of divine visions, he brought me to the land of Israel and placed me on a very high mountain, and on it was a structure like a city to the south. When he brought me there, I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze, with a linen cord and a measuring stick in his hand. He was standing in the gateway. The man said to me, "Son of man, watch closely, listen carefully, and pay attention to everything I show you, for you have been brought here so that I can show it to you. Tell the house of Israel everything you see." I saw a wall all around the outside of the temple. In the man's hand was a measuring stick 10.5 feet long. He measured the thickness of the wall as 10.5 feet and its height as 10.5 feet. Then he went to the gate facing east. He climbed its steps and measured the threshold of the gate as 10.5 feet deep. The alcoves were 10.5 feet long and 10.5 feet wide. Between the alcoves were 8.75 feet. The threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate facing inward was 10.5 feet. Then he measured the porch of the gate facing inward as 10.5 feet. He measured the porch of the gate as 14 feet and its jambs as 3.5 feet. The porch of the gate faced inward. There were 3 alcoves on each side of the east gate. The 3 had the same measurement, and the jambs on either side had the same measurement. He measured the width of the entrance of the gateway as 17.5 feet and the length of the gateway as 22.75 feet. There was a barrier in front of the alcoves, 1.75 feet on either side. The alcoves were 10.5 feet on either side. He measured the gateway from the roof of one alcove to the roof of the other, a width of 43.75 feet from one entrance to the opposite one. He measured the porch at 105 feet high. The gateway went all around to the jamb of the courtyard. From the front of the entrance gate to the porch of the inner gate was 87.5 feet. There were closed windows toward the alcoves and toward their jambs within the gate all around, and likewise for the porches. And there were windows all around the inside, and on each jamb were decorative palm trees. Then he brought me to the outer court. I saw chambers there, and a pavement made for the court all around. 30 chambers faced the pavement. The pavement was beside the gates, corresponding to the length of the gates. This was the lower pavement. Then he measured the width from before the lower gate to the front of the exterior of the inner court as 175 feet on the east and on the north. He measured the length of the width of the gate on the outer court, which faces north. Its alcoves, 3 on each side, and its jambs and porches had the same measurement as the first gate, 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide. Its windows, its porches, and its decorative palm trees had the same measurement as the gate which faced east. 7 steps led up to it, and its porch was in front of them. Opposite the gate on the north and the east was a gate of the inner court. He measured the distance from gate to gate at 175 feet. Then he led me toward the south. I saw a gate on the south. He measured its jambs and its porches. They had the same dimensions as the others. There were windows all around it and its porches, like the windows of the others, 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide. There were 7 steps going up to it. Its porches were in front of them. It had decorative palm trees on its jambs, 1 on either side. The inner court had a gate toward the south. He measured it from gate to gate toward the south as 175 feet. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. He measured the south gate. It had the same dimensions as the others. Its alcoves, its jambs, and its porches had the same dimensions as the others, and there were windows all around it and its porches. Its length was 87.5 feet, and its width was 43.75 feet. There were porches all around, 43.75 feet long and 8.75 feet wide. Its porches faced the outer court, and decorative palm trees were on its jambs, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the inner court on the east side. He measured the gate. It had the same dimensions as the others. Its alcoves, its jambs, and its porches had the same dimensions as the others, and there were windows all around it and its porches. Its length was 87.5 feet, and its width 43.75 feet. Its porches faced the outer court. It had decorative palm trees on its jambs, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it. It had the same dimensions as the others, its alcoves, its jambs, and its porches. It had windows all around it. Its length was 87.5 feet, and its width was 43.75 feet. Its jambs faced the outer court, and it had decorative palm trees on its jambs, on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. There was a chamber with its door by the porch of the gate. There they washed the burnt offering. In the porch of the gate were 2 tables on either side on which to slaughter the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. On the outside of the porch, as one goes up, at the entrance of the north gate, were 2 tables, and on the other side of the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on each side of the gate, 8 tables on which the sacrifices were to be slaughtered. The 4 tables for the burnt offering were of carved stone, 33 inches long, 33 inches wide, and 21 inches high. They would put the instruments which they used to slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice on them. There were hooks 3 inches long, fastened in the house all around, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. On the outside of the inner gate were chambers for the singers of the inner court, one at the side of the north gate facing south, and the other at the side of the south gate facing north. He said to me, "This chamber which faces south is for the priests who keep charge of the temple, and the chamber which faces north is for the priests who keep charge of the altar. These are the descendants of Zadok, from the descendants of Levi, who may approach the Lord to minister to him." He measured the court as a square, 175 feet long, 175 feet wide. The altar was at the front of the temple. Then he brought me to the porch of the temple and measured the jambs of the porch as 8 3/4 feet on either side. And the width of the gate was 24.5 feet, and the sides were 5 1/4 feet on each side. The length of the porch was 35 feet, and the width 19 1/4 feet. Steps led up to it, and there were pillars beside the jambs on either side. If you've been with me since the beginning, you know that the construction of the temple and the details that surrounded it were very exact. And now as we take a look at the temple here, we see that the measurements were symmetrical. What does that tell you about God? The temple here is a possible subject for further study, wouldn't you say? Thank you so much for being with me today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.